to Psukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Tramp, and we are learning together Brachos Daf Chof Dalad. The topic for today is staying in the diaspora, and although this daf contains 11 psukim, we're going to be focusing on Yirmiyahu Perek Chof Zayin, Pasuk Chof Bei, is a very strange pasuk which appears in the Gemara. And the reason why it's strange is it's a prophecy of Yirmiyahu about Golus. Here's how it goes. Bovela yuvo'u v'shama yihiyu. You'll be brought to Bavel, and that's where you will be. Ad yom pokdi osam nu'um Hashem, until the day where I will redeem you. Va'alisim va'ashivoisim el hamakom hazeh, and I'll bring you up, and I'll return you to this place. The Gemara at the very bottom of Chof Dalet Amud Aleph points out that Rabbi Abba was worried. He was trying to avoid seeing his Rebbe, Rav Yehuda, because he knew that Rav Yehuda understood that there was an Isser, there was a prohibition from going from Bavel, from Babylon, to Eretz Israel. Why? Because he understood that this was not a description, this was a prescription. Yirmiyahu was essentially saying, not that you will not, but you cannot leave Bavel until the day that I will bring you out. Now, before we hang our hats on this and use this as a convenient excuse as to why it is that we should not be making Aliyah, just to understand some of the restrictions on this understanding of the Gemara. First of all, we should be aware of the fact that the Shlach HaKadosh points out that this is limited to Bavel and Eretz Israel. Only Babylon was the country which had this restriction, if this was a restriction, not any other country. So that does not apply to Spain, France, England, USA, South Africa, Australia, any other country in the world does not have this same restriction, says the Shlach HaKadosh. But more than that, Rashi and the Radak on Yirmiyahu, Perek Chof Zayin, point out that Ad Yom Pokdi, until the day that I want to redeem you, happened already. That was when Cyrus the Great, that was when Cyrus actually did allow them back to the land of Eretz Israel. So that already occurred in the past. The way the Rambam codifies this in Hilchos Melachim is he says that there is an Isser to leave Eretz Israel for any other country in the world. And similarly, there is a Isser, Keshem she'asur lo tzeis me'haaretz lechutz la'aretz, kach asur lo tzeis mi'bavel l'shar ha'aretz. There's also a prohibition from leaving Babylon to other lands. There was a holiness. The Talmud was printed in Bavel. It was a huge Jewish community. It was a center of Torah culture for many, many centuries. So there's an Isser to leave Bavel, an independent Isser of leaving Bavel to leaving the land of Israel. But surely a person would be able to leave Bavel to the land of Israel. Another point just to bear in mind, a fourth limitation to this pasuk, is that if you actually look at the pshat, the actual context in Perek Chof Zayin in Yirmiyahu, you'll see it is referring to the kelim. It's referring to the utensils of the Beis HaMikdash. As is said clearly, so says God of the hosts. El ha'amudim v'alayam v'alamechonois v'al'yeser ha'kelim. Hashem turns to all of these vessels of the Beis HaMikdash. All these implements will end up in Bavel, and that's where they will be until HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings them back. So this means to say, yes, this refers specifically to the implements, not necessarily the people. Now, Rav Yehuda certainly understood differently. He understood there was some sort of residue. There was something here which should impede a person coming back, perhaps like the Gemara in Ksubos at the end, Shelo Ya'alu B'chomer, that people should not come back en masse. Be it as it may, this is not Paskan Halacha, but it is worthwhile making a very fascinating note. And that is, I noticed this later on, is if you get to Gemara Brachos, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara discusses over there the following. What do you say the bracha on Shemen, on Mishcha Da'afar Simon, balsam oil which comes from the land of Israel? Rav Yehuda's opinion was, Boire Shemen Arzenu, blessed is Hashem who created the oil of our land. And the Gemara dismisses this by saying, no, we can't rely on Rav Yehuda's opinion. Bar Mineh de Rav Yehuda, de Chaviv Olei Eretz Israel. We can't rely on his opinion because he is biased. He loves Israel too much. So therefore, Lekuli Alma, my, what do the rest of the sages say to be able to have an objective opinion? Meaning, even the sage who believed that the limitation in Yirmiyahu may still have some application, even during the Golus of the second Beis HaMikdash, still loved Israel with all his might, so much so that he had a different Nusach HaBrocha for the oil which came from Eretz Israel. Something to bear in mind when having a debate about whether to make Aliyah or not. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.